Bereaved families are calling for more support from the South Korean government after 179 people were killed in a plane crash there. An investigation into the cause is continuing, with reports that a bird strike may have been a factor. Video footage shows the plane touching down without wheels or any other landing gear and skidding along the runway. South Korea's acting president has ordered an emergency safety inspection of the country's entire airline operation system. Kevin Byrne is a retired lieutenant colonel in the Air Corps and an airport safety and security auditor. I asked him how much was now known about what had happened.
Not an awful lot, to be honest, because by pure coincidence, I happened to see the video that was released shortly after the accident. So I reckon I saw it within the hour after the release of the video. And what this shows us is a Jeju Airlines Boeing 737-800 sliding down the runway on its engines, its nacelles, as we call them. There was no sign to me that the undercarriage has been deployed, which itself is highly unusual. And worse than that, the aircraft is reaching the end of the runway with high energy. So it's going quite fast. By my estimation, I'd reckon it's doing between 60 and 80 knots, which is quite high. It slides off the end of it, and sadly, it hits what looks like a concrete wall or a barrier of some kind, and that itself is somewhat unusual.
How significant in the loss of life is this wall at the end of the runway?
It's very significant because many years ago I did a course on airport safety design in the UK. And part of that, of course, is to improve the survivability if an aircraft has a thing called a runway excursion. That's where it runs off either sideways or off the end of the runway, as was the case in this particular incident. Now, you try and clear the area of obstacles. And if you have obstacles there, as happens at many airports, we have the instrument landing system, so you can, you know, use the aircraft guidance system to get you down. They're put together in a way that's called frangible. In other words, they're breakable. If you hit them with a high energy item, like a vehicle, for example, or an aircraft in this case, they break. They let the aircraft go through. They slow it down to that extent. So all of the obstacles and items that you see around the runways or close to them are supposed to break away if they're hit by an aircraft. And in this case, the opposite appears to have been put in place. It looks like a solid concrete wall with items on top of it. And this, of course, will cause the breakup of the aircraft and the explosion, which is what we saw on the video, unfortunately.
As you say, though, the plane appears to have come down without landing gear. Why might that happen?
I don't know. Normally, if it happens, you know, it has happened from time to time. We've had this incident. Usually, there's a whole checklist. The pilots go through and try and redeploy the undercarriage. They also advise air traffic systems, we have an emergency. Our gear won't come down, either one wheel or two wheels or whatever it might be. And there have been examples of that. One that springs to mind is a 767 of Polish airline lot, which came from New York and landed in Warsaw. They had enough time to put down a foam stream down the centre of the runway, and it landed without the nose wheel, and it came to a successful skid, although damaged, but it was still on the runway. If you lose undercarriage and you land on the engines, you can't put the brakes on because you've got no wheels. You can't slow the aircraft down using your thrust reversers, the normal way of doing it, so you're going to slide for a long time. And normally, if that happens, air traffic will give you the longest runway that's available at the airport, which will at least give you time to slow the aircraft down. Had there been no obstacle, this aircraft would have come to rest, presumably on the grass or some such place, and they might have been able to deploy the emergency exits and chutes and get away from it. There would not have been an explosion, I don't think.
South Korea is saying that it's launched a comprehensive inspection of all Boeing 737 aircraft, all of those owned by the country's carriers. How significant is that, do you think?
Well, it's a bit unusual. I mean, they'll be looking at the cockpit voice recorder and, of course, the flight data recorder to see what exactly happened. Why didn't the undercarriage come down? There was mention of a bird strike, in which case maybe the pilots were on final approach. But if that were the case, they would have told air traffic control. They probably would have had the flaps and the undercarriage deployed at that stage, because birds don't fly that particularly high. They don't fly, you know, at the highest altitudes. And in that case, I don't know if this is a reaction to it. There's nothing really substantially wrong with 737-800s. They're extremely common here in Ireland. They're extremely common in all parts of the world. I've seen them everywhere, Africa, North America, Asia, and all that kind of thing. So they're not by themselves a dangerous aircraft. If there's a problem with maintenance with this particular airline, then it would have been up to the aviation authority in Korea to keep tabs on that. Have there been incidents before where they've had near misses? This is the first fatal accident, I think, of the airline in its 19 years of operation. So I'm not sure it's a problem yet. It's a bit of a reaction which is rather strange. Boeing will be on site, of course, because it's one of their aircraft. They will have deployed a go team from Seattle, presumably, or some such place. And the Americans will be interested to have a good look to see what the problem might have been.
Air safety expert Kevin Byrne.